Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast How to Master IELTS Speaking, describing a skill you'd like to learn in the future. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed that the topic, describe a skill you would like to learn in the future, frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests. This topic allows candidates to showcase their ability to express ambitions, discuss personal growth, and articulate future plans. Let's dive into how you can excel in answering questions related to this theme across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about skills and learning. Here are some possible questions with sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy learning new skills? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Yes, I do. I find learning new skills quite interesting and rewarding. It helps me grow as a person and keeps my mind active. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely, I'm passionate about continuous self-improvement. Learning new skills not only broadens my horizons, but also boosts my confidence and keeps me mentally agile. It's a fulfilling process that I thoroughly enjoy. Q. What was the last skill you learned? Band 6-7, and. The last skill I learned was cooking. I've been trying to make different dishes at home, and it's been quite fun and useful. Band 8-9, answer. Recently, I delved into the art of photography. I've been honing my skills in composition, lighting, and post-processing techniques. It's been an immensely rewarding experience that has transformed the way I perceive the world around me. Part 2, long-term, cue card. Here's a potential cue card related to our topic. Describe a skill you would like to learn in the future. You should say what the skill is, why you want to learn it, how you plan to learn it, and explain how this skill might be useful to you in the future. Band 6-7, sample answer. The skill I would like to learn in the future is public speaking. I've always been interested in this because I think it's important to be able to communicate well with others, especially in large groups. I want to learn it because I believe it will help me in my career and personal life. To learn public speaking, I plan to join a local Toastmasters club where I can practice regularly. I might also watch online tutorials and read books about effective communication techniques. I think this skill will be very useful in the future. It could help me give better presentations at work, which might lead to promotions. Also, it could make me more confident in social situations and help me express my ideas more clearly. Band 8-9, sample answer. The skill I'm eagerly anticipating to acquire in the future is mastering the art of public speaking. This captivating skill has always intrigued me, as I believe it's an indispensable tool for effective communication, particularly when addressing large audiences. My fervent desire to learn public speaking stems from its potential to catalyze both personal and professional growth. In today's interconnected world, the ability to articulate ideas persuasively and engage diverse audiences is increasingly valuable. Moreover, I'm drawn to the challenge of overcoming my inherent shyness and transforming it into a strength. To embark on this learning journey, I've devised a multifaceted approach. Primarily, I plan to immerse myself in a local Toastmasters club where I can hone my skills through regular practice and constructive feedback. Additionally, I intend to supplement this hands-on experience with online masterclasses from renowned speakers and delve into literature on effective communication strategies. The future applications of this skill are manifold and exciting. In my professional life, it could significantly enhance my ability to deliver compelling presentations, potentially opening doors to leadership roles and exciting projects. On a personal level, it could boost my self-confidence, allowing me to advocate more effectively for causes I'm passionate about and foster deeper connections in social settings. Ultimately, mastering public speaking would empower me to share ideas, inspire others, and make a lasting impact in both my career and community. Follow-up questions. How long do you think it will take to learn this skill? Band 6-7, answer. I think it might take a few months to get comfortable with public speaking, but probably years to really master it. It's not something you can learn overnight. Band 8-9, answer. Developing proficiency in public speaking is likely to be a continuous journey rather than a destination. While I anticipate making significant strides within the first 6 months of dedicated practice, truly mastering this art could take several years. It's a skill that requires constant refinement and adaptation to different audiences and contexts. Do you think this skill will become more important in the future? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I believe public speaking will become more important in the future. As we rely more on technology, being able to communicate well in person will stand out even more. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. In an era increasingly dominated by digital communication, I believe the ability to deliver impactful in-person presentations will become even more prized. As automation and AI reshape the job market, uniquely human skills like public speaking, which require emotional intelligence, adaptability, and personal charisma, will likely gain paramount importance. It's a skill that transcends industries and will remain crucial for leadership, innovation, and effective collaboration. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Q. How do you think the importance of different skills has changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. I think digital skills have become much more important in recent years. Many jobs now require people to be good with computers and understand things like social media. At the same time, some traditional skills might be less important now. Band 8-9. Answer. The landscape of valuable skills has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, largely driven by technological advancements and globalization. Digital literacy has skyrocketed in importance, becoming almost ubiquitous across industries. Skills related to data analysis, artificial intelligence, and digital marketing have surged to the forefront. Simultaneously, there's been a growing emphasis on soft skills such as adaptability, emotional intelligence, and creative problem solving. These skills are increasingly vital in a rapidly changing work environment where automation is reshaping job roles. Interestingly, while some traditional skills may have diminished in relevance, others have found renewed importance. For instance, critical thinking and information literacy have become crucial in navigating the age of information overload and fake news. Do you think schools are teaching the right skills for the future job market? Band 6-7. Answer. I think schools are trying, but they might not be keeping up with how fast things are changing. They should probably focus more on technology skills and also teach students how to learn new things quickly. Band 8-9. Answer. While schools are making concerted efforts to adapt, there's often a notable gap between the skills taught in traditional education systems and those demanded by the rapidly evolving job market. Many schools still prioritize standardized testing and rote learning, which may not adequately prepare students for the dynamic, innovation-driven workforce of the future. There's a pressing need for education systems to place greater emphasis on fostering creativity, critical thinking, and digital competencies. Moreover, the pace of technological change often outstrips curriculum updates, leading to a skills gap upon graduation. Schools could benefit from forging stronger partnerships with industries to ensure their curricula remain relevant. That said, it's encouraging to see many institutions integrating coding, entrepreneurship, and project-based learning into their programs. The key challenge lies in striking a balance between foundational knowledge and future-oriented skills, while also instilling a mindset of lifelong learning to help students adapt to future changes we can't yet anticipate. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Eagerly anticipating, e-anticipating, phrasal verb, looking forward to something very much. Example, I'm eagerly anticipating the opportunity to apply my new public speaking skills. Indispensable, ensible, adjective, absolutely necessary. Example, effective communication is an indispensable skill in today's workplace. Catalyze, verb, to cause or accelerate, a reaction. Example, learning a new language can catalyze personal growth and cultural understanding. Multifaceted approach, multi-sitch, noun phrase, a strategy that has many different aspects or features. Example, I'm adopting a multifaceted approach to improve my public speaking skills. Paramount importance. Paramountance, noun phrase, of the greatest importance or significance. Example, in the digital age, adaptability is of paramount importance for career success. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing skills you'd like to learn, elaborate on your answers. Don't just state the skill. Explain why it interests you and how it relates to your life and future goals. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions naturally in your responses. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Show critical thinking. In Part 3, demonstrate your ability to analyze broader implications and trends related to skills and learning. Be specific. Use concrete examples and personal experiences to illustrate your points. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about the content of your answers, but also how you express yourself. Practice regularly, record yourself, and listen back to identify areas for improvement. To further enhance your IELTS preparation, you might find it helpful to explore related topics, such as describing a time when you learned a valuable lesson, or discussing a creative project you have worked on. These topics can help you develop a broader range of expressions and ideas to draw upon during your IELTS speaking test.